Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this story that we have, it's really two stories, because we have Jesus, he's around with his disciples, and he's on the lake, and he's teaching, and the crowds are pressing in on him. And so the leader of the synagogue, Jairus, comes to him and says, "My daughter's ill, can you come? Can you come with me?" And so they begin to head to where his daughter is. And the crowds press even more around him. And the woman who had been hemorrhaging knows who this Jesus is. And so she comes up to him and gets close to him and sees his cloaks and touches him. And immediately, you hear that? Immediately, her hemorrhage stops and she is healed. But also immediately, Jesus feels the strength go from him. Now, we know crowds, they're pressing in on him. You know that sometimes when you are in a crowd, you get pressed in. You don't know who touched you. But he stops and he says, "Who touched me?" And the disciples, of course, look around and say, "Do you see all these people? We don't know who touched you. Look at them all. They're around you." And the woman, in fear and trembling, comes forward, kneels at his feet, and says, I did it. And the reply is, "You are healed. Go in faith. Peace be with you." Well, it doesn't stop there, though, because now the rest of the story, the first part of the story, we go back and they continue. But Jesus overhears someone saying, "Well, she's died, so there's no reason to go." And Jesus hears that and heads to the house of Jairus with James and John. And they are there. And they walk into, and you can imagine this, when someone has died, the wailing and the weeping, especially of a child, as they walk in. And Jesus walks through them and says, "No, she's not dead, she's just sleeping," and goes in and places his hands upon her. And she gets up and walks around, and he says, "Feed her." Interesting things about these two stories that are put together in this Gospel of Mark. They're woven together. The women, the little girl and the woman, remain nameless. But the woman and the little girl are insiders. That means they know the stories of Abraham, and they are Abraham's daughters. And the community considered them unclean. The woman because she was hemorrhaging, the daughter because she had died. And so they were to be avoided. And what does Jesus do but go right up to them? You see, Jesus ignores these taboos of those days and puts himself into a relationship. A relationship that changes lives. The little girl gets up and walks about. The woman is healed. She now has strength. Nameless women, do not fear, only believe. Relationship. So let's do a little bit of talking. Oh, look, you lost something. There you go. Let's do a little bit of talking about namelessness and what that means. Wednesday, I went to the rally of the Women of Faith on the steps of First Congregational United Church of Christ, where we had a press conference and we talked and heard from women who were considered nameless. the 16-year-old daughter of a woman who is living in sanctuary. Pastors and people of all kinds of faith standing for families that have no names that we know. They are nameless in the eyes of the United States right now. But we stood there and we stood in honor and with God. And the namelessness, just like the namelessness of the woman with the hemorrhage and the young daughter of Jairus, leave. And God says, go. Your faith has made you well. Faith, go in peace. Do not fear. Believe. I'm kind of thinking that that might have been what Mary and Joseph and Jesus, the young toddler, heard when they were fleeing to another country as refugees so that their lives are saved. Do not fear, only believe. One of the quotes that I read this week as I was studying the text, which after I read it after Friday made a huge difference. How often do you have an agenda for the day that gets interrupted or even is unexpected or predictable? Let's try that again. How often do we have an agenda for the day that gets interrupted or is unexpected or in predictable ways? And we find that our response to the interruption is more important than our original plan. That's what happened to Jesus when the woman was healed. His plan was interrupted, and it was more, the response was greater because of the interruption. That happened this week too with Heifer Project. We collected our $5,000 for the ark. That's what Jack told us last week. And we did the cash transfer. And as we did the cash transfer, we learned that someone not in our congregation, but through Heifer, had projected that anybody who gave money 10 times would be given as well. So our $5,000 became $50,000 in unexpected ways. Things were changed. Do not fear, only believe. And then there's those things about relationships that we talked about, that Jesus went against the grain of the people that he should avoid, and he went in and he built relationships. That's why it's so hard this week for many folks from outdoor ministries and for camp and summer staff, because Jeff had built relationships in unexpected ways with unexpected people, changing his daily things he did because of things that needed to happen. And so relationships were built and trust was given. And we have to say, do not fear, only believe. You see, in this world, in this world in which we are living, things become unpredictable and change daily, maybe even by the minute. And it's how are we going to respond? Where is that circle of concern that we are part of? Where is that relationship of trust and hope that fills us, that we stand for, that we say, do not fear, only believe? So how are we Grace United Church of Christ, and individually members of it, how are we treating God's children? Are we shouting at someone who says, "Oh, you touched me," or are we trying to find the person that touched us so that we can offer hope and relationship for the nameless, the faceless, the women, the children, people of color, those who are grieving? How are we saying, "Do not fear, only believe"? Amen.